Ray, you brought this picture here. We can take a photograph of it. Do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, when I was in the service, when I enlisted, generally you had, if you had an IQ of 110 or more, you were able to select what service you wanted to go in. And so I at the time wanted to go into become a fighter pilot. And so I applied, and I was accepted into pre-cadet fighter training. And what happened was that periodically the psychologists and psychiatrists would interview us every week or something, whatever it was, while we were in pre-cadet training. And one time they called me in and they asked me if I ever fainted in my life. And I said, oh, sure, that's nothing. I said, three times. He said, well, how come you didn't tell us? I said, because they were unusual circumstances. Nothing, no, it was unusual. And I explained what they were, you know, fainting in a theater when the temperature was extremely high, standing up in the theater and getting hit in the head with a stick, and seeing the blood come down and sight of blood, faint, things like that. And they said, well, don't you think it's an unusual circumstance to be a mile up in the air and in a million-dollar plane and faint? And on that basis, they washed me out. Well, I found out later that many people were washed out because they were trying, the program was designed to fail from the beginning, from what everyone had said, because they found all kind of ways of washing people out. The Army just did not believe that blacks could become, they had to compare the coordination, capacity, and the intelligence, and the courage to be good fighter pilots. And so that attitude was always there. And the training was with white officers. And I washed out. Well, when I told the story, and it was in the paper, Charles Cross, who was a Tuskegee Airman, who lives in Springfield, Massachusetts, he called me up and he told me, he said, Ray, I relate to your experience. He says, I'd like to come by and see you. And he came by and he gave me a poster of himself in his plane. And we had a good conversation about our common experiences. And although he made it and I didn't. And Charlie became a good friend. And what he does to give back to this country, which really was, I think, is just amazing. He has set up at Westover Field an office where he has simulated equipment for flight equipment. And he trains anyone who wishes to, young people especially, any young people who would wish to learn how to fly on simulated equipment, he trains them free of charge. He's still doing this. He's been doing it for years. And he said that if they want to go further and get their license for a civil defense career or something, that he would subsidize the cost of that. And so just talking to him the other day, and I said, you're still doing it? He says, yeah. And he's still flying too. And he's about my age. But he does this, and he does other things to help educate people and young people that are interested in flying. And so Charlie gave me the inspiration to continue to tell my story, or to try to learn more and more on how to become a storyteller. So that's my Charlie.